I'm now joined by the RNIB's chair, Ellie Southwood, to discuss the new CEO. So Ellie, let's start with the main question. Who have you gone for?
Okay. So as you know, we've been working over the past few months to recruit our permanent chief executive. We have made an appointment and our new permanent chief executive is Matt Stringer.
So Matt is replacing our interim CEO, Elliot Lyne.
That's right. So Elliot has been our interim chief executive for about a year now. And you'll all remember prior to that, Elliot was our interim finance director at the very moment when we were experiencing some real financial challenges. So Elliot was absolutely instrumental in turning that around. And then over the past year has provided the leadership really that's taken us, I think, on an incredible journey and made huge progress through what has been some quite choppy waters for RNIB over the past year.
It can't have been an easy ship to take hold of, but he's done a fantastic job.
I'm grateful every day that he agreed.
So let's go.
I don't know if he is, but...
Yeah. If we return now to our new permanent CEO, Matt Stringer. So where has Matt come from?
So Matt has over 30 years in the retail sector. So he's had some quite senior leadership roles in companies that many people will have heard of, M&S, Carphone Warehouse, and most recently Mothercare. And at Mothercare, he really played an important part in helping them to sort of transform their business. They had some quite significant challenges, different to RNIB, of course, but he provided the leadership that got them through a really tricky time. So what I think's most interesting about his experience and what really stood out to us through the process was his connection with customers. So of course, for RNIB, and I know sometimes we talk about customers and it doesn't quite feel like the right word, but if you think about customers as anybody who comes into contact with RNIB, so our volunteers and blind and partially sighted people, anybody in our community, what really stood out about Matt is his experience in understanding what it is people need and want from us, and therefore how we should respond. And I know that he's super excited about getting out there and meeting as many people as possible so that he can get a really good sense of that.
I mean, there's many points I could lead from there, but I almost feel like you answered it. But the thing is, and what I'm sure people within the community may be asking, jumping from retail into the third sector is quite a big leap.
It is a change. And I know that lots of people, leaders in the third sector, have already sort of volunteered to help Matt to get to know who's who, to navigate his way around. And there are lots of people within our own organisation too who have a lot of voluntary sector experience who will be able to support and guide him on his way. And I know that he's very open to having that support.
And with this support, obviously, as you've said, he's going to meet people within the RNIB's community. What's going to happen there? Is it going to be potential meet and greets when he starts, which is May the 1st, I believe?
So Matt starts with us actually on April the 30th. And what he's made clear to me is that one of his first priorities will be to get out and about and to meet people. So I think that will happen in a variety of ways. There are some formal forum, I guess, where that will happen naturally. But I think more than anything, he'll be keen to go and visit people who are delivering services, come and meet our community, get out into the networks and see what's going on and all the fantastic work that is happening right across the UK.
I imagine for him it's going to be quite an exciting time coming from retail into the third sector, but I know there's been a very robust recruitment process. Could you tell the listeners a little bit more about what happened to come to the decision of employing Matt Stringer as our permanent CEO?
Of course, yes. So we worked with a company called Odgers, and they specialise in searching out candidates for these kinds of processes, working with those candidates, working with us as the client to find, you know, who not only has the kinds of skills and experience we're looking for, but, you know, whose management style, whose values really fit with what it is, you know, we're looking for. So, you know, the board and I, you know, we're very clear that we're looking for really somebody who can absolutely galvanise everybody in this organisation and outside it around our core mission, you know, which is smashing the barriers that still exist for blind and partially sighted people every day. So that was our brief to them, if you like. Find us some fantastic people who will help us do that. The candidates who came forward came from a whole host of backgrounds, actually, and I've met some amazing people through this process from all sorts of walks of life with all sorts of experience and backgrounds. candidates went through the sort of interview process that you would imagine. Firstly, with Odgers and then with us. So that was an interview panel of trustees. They also met some of our customers and they met some of our change champions as well within the organisation. So they've been through quite a rigorous process.
Yeah.
And Matt absolutely stood out in that final round of interviews as the candidate who could take us to the next level and who could be part of the next exciting chapter in RNIB story.
Now, as the RNIB, obviously, we are championing people who are blind or visually impaired. Does Matt himself have a visual impairment? I'm sure people will be interested to hear.
Matt doesn't have a visual impairment. He shares a real passion for our mission, though. And I think this is why, you know, he's so keen to get out and about and to meet people, not only to understand about what people need and want from RNIB, but also to learn and to hear what the experience of being blind or partially sighted actually is like in 21st century UK.
I think right now is a really exciting time for the RNIB. We've had a big relaunch of the branding, obviously, within the last year, 150th anniversary at the back end of 2018. So I imagine you are very excited to be hiring a new CEO.
I am super excited, as are all the other trustees as well. I think it's been a tough couple of years for us as an organisation, and I know lots of staff and volunteers have really felt that. We are in a much, much better place financially, and I think primarily the credit for that needs to go to Elliot. There is definitely still work to do on that and to make sure that the things that we've put in place become habit and to make sure that they're sustainable. But we're a million miles from where we were. Of course, we are still under regulatory scrutiny by the Charity Commission. So that inquiry continues. And of course, Matt will be navigating us through that over the coming months. Our refreshed brand and identity and a renewed sort of focus on what we're actually here for, I think it's having a really positive impact. When I sort of talk to people and people reflect back to me now, a version of RNIB that I'm really proud to be chair of and that I think is exactly the sort of organisation that we need to strive to be the best for blind and partially sighted people in the UK.
I think we're a lot more modern than we have ever been before as a charity.
I think that's true. I think we're more modern and a bit more flexible and sort of adaptable. But I think we also still respect our heritage. And as something I've been really keen to get the balance right, we have 150 years worth of amazing heritage and history. And that is part of our now and part of our future, as much as all of our new modern approaches are. So it's kind of finding the right story, I suppose, in a way, which takes our heritage, you know, and uses it to really project us forwards so that we talk about our heritage, we talk about how the lives of blind and partially sighted people have been transformed, and yet how much more there really is for RNIB to do. And I know that, you know, with Matt on board, I think we can build on some amazing foundations that Elliot has helped us to lay, to take us to that place where there are no barriers for blind and partially sighted people and to make a reality of that.
Well, Ellie, thank you very much for joining us here and telling us more about the permanent CEO, Matt Stringer.
Pleasure.